This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. United States officials say they are trying to help India's struggling healthcare system amid a record number of infections. The U.S.'s top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Friday that government health agencies are providing support and assistance. India set another global record of daily infections for a second straight day with nearly 333,000 cases. Fauci says it's a dire situation and they need vaccines. The White House says the U.S. is committed to sharing vaccine supply, and when supply increases, they will explore those options. Some countries are closing their doors to India, fearing new virus strains, while others deal with rising case numbers. Japan issued a state of emergency Friday in some areas just 3 months before the Summer Olympics. New restrictions in Tokyo will only last until May 11th, but concerns are mounting about the fate of the Games. Australia's diving team says it will skip an Olympics test event, saying it's not safe to travel to Japan. There is no end in sight to the global pandemic that has killed more than 3 million people. Many countries are speeding up vaccine campaigns, and the European Union said Friday it would have enough doses for 70% of adults by July. U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up his two-day climate summit Friday, saying the climate crisis has created an opportunity to remake the global economy. President Biden says it could create millions of good jobs in clean energy and technology. Biden also says the climate crisis is a chance for the U.S. to work with longtime rivals such as Russia. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry says the next 10 years are crucial, and this must be the decade for decisions. This is VOA News. A new malaria vaccine is showing to be 77% effective and could help prevent over 400,000 deaths a year, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. Oxford University said Friday it is more effective than any of the 140 other malaria vaccine candidates. Officials claim it is the first to hit the 75% level the World Health Organization suggests could control the mosquito-borne disease. The cost of vaccine is expected to be low, according to Oxford. The group Doctors Without Borders says it could be a game changer for Africa. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he is ending his three-week hunger strike after getting medical attention and warnings from doctors that continuing not eating would be life-threatening. Navalny said in an Instagram post Friday he still demands a visit from his own doctor to address the loss of feeling in his legs and arms, but he says he'll start coming out of the hunger strike and the process of ending it will take 24 days. The 44-year-old politician began the hunger strike on March 31st. There were mass protests across Russia on Wednesday demanding his freedom. A top aide says it may have helped Navalny get the medical help he had demanded when launching the hunger strike. Russian troops are pulling back after a massive buildup that caused Ukrainian and Western concerns. The Russian Defense Ministry said Friday its forces that took part in the massive drills in Crimea were moving to board trains, aircrafts, and ships. Ukraine's foreign minister says it's awaiting confirmation from Ukraine and NATO intelligence. Russia on Thursday announced the pullout and said drills would finish by the end of the month. The U.S. and NATO have called the troop buildup Russia's largest since 2014. Thousands of people gathered in Chad's capital Friday for the state funeral of President Idriss Déby. Mourners included world leaders like France's Emmanuel Macron. The French president was among a group who met with Déby's son and other military members who are now in charge before the funeral. Macron's office says they offered support towards a civilian military transition in Chad for the good of regional stability. The military says Déby died Monday, leading his troops against a rebel offensive, throwing the country into crisis. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden's first foreign trip will be to the G7 summit of world leaders in Britain this June, followed by NATO and EU summits in Brussels. A Biden spokesperson said Friday his first overseas travel will highlight his commitment to restoring U.S. alliances. President Biden has stressed the need to rebuild relationships with traditional allies. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.